So let's talk a little bit about the Bracha Abdullah. Samach David Avdecha, Meher Tatsiach, Karno Karmi Shemesach. So what's happening in this Bracha? So a couple things. First of all, as I mentioned in the shiur yesterday, the fourth question you'll be asked in Shemayim is Siki Sili Yeshua. So we reference that question in the Bracha, Ki Lishua Scha Ki Vino Kahayom, we wait for you, Yeshua, every day. In fact, Nisach Svard, which was much more redemptive, actually adds the phrase, anyone here daven Nisach Svard? Ki Lishua Scha Ki Vino Kahayom, Umitzapim Lishua. So the Nisach Svard actually incorporates the language of the Gemara. The language of the Gemara in Shabbos, it's Tzipis L'Yeshua. We say, Ki L'Shivascha Kivino Kalayom. Nisach Svard adds, Umitzapim L'Yeshua. We'll join soon. Number two, the image of the entire bracha is about Tzemach, about growth. This is based on many psukim throughout Tanakh, in Zechariah, in Yeshaya, in today's Haftarah, which likens the growth of Mashiach, or the appearance of Mashiach, to a growth. So, for example, today's Haftarah, Od Hayom Benov La'amod, we just find the Haftarah, which we read today, it talks about V'haya Bayom Ahu Sharesh Yishai, the stump of Yishai will begin to grow. One of the simanim of Geula is the renewed fertility of Eretz Yisrael. For 1900 years, Eretz Yisrael was fallow, was arid, was untillable. Every empire tried to cultivate it. It never allowed itself to be controlled by other empires for too long, and its inner fertility was never produced. There's a famous section in which Mark Twain is visiting Palestine, I think in the late 19th century, 18th, and he describes the cursed land with thickets and dry, and it's disgusting because for 1900 years this land was ugly. Because the fertility of Eretz Yisrael can only be harnessed by its children, and we're its children. So the second we come back, all of a sudden the land blooms, and the land was a desert. It's one of the simanim that this is really Geula. So the image of a Tzemach David Avdecha is not just that David's growth is compared to a plant or a blossoming fruit, but Eretz Yisrael blossoms. And the third part of this bracha is a double language. Es Tzemach David Avdecha, Mehira Tatzmiach. It's based on a pasuk in Zechariah. Ko amar Hashem, hinei ish tzemach shmo, u'mitachtav yitzmach. His name is Tzemach, and he will grow again. Why the double language of ish tzemach shmo, u'mitachtav yitzmach? Why es tzemach David avdecha meherat tzmiach? So it's based on another double language. When Moshe feels frustrated that the Jewish people won't listen to him in Parsha Shmos, Hashem says, gather this Canaan and say pakod pakadati, and then they'll trust you. Rashi says it was a masara, that anyone that will use that term, it's a secret password, pakod pakadati, he's legit. Where does it come from? Yosef, in the end of Rashi, says pakod yifkod elokim eschem, v'halisem esat masan yisaitchem. Why is this such an important password, pakod pakadati, pakod yifkod? Because it hints to the fact that Geula won't happen at once. There'll be a double pakida. That Hashem will start the process, and then the process will continue later. But it won't all happen at once. Even in Mitzrayim, which happened very quickly, Moshe came, started the process, but then was blunted. And Paro mocks him, and the Jewish people harangue him, and then the process has to start again in Vayera. So Pakot Pakadati was Yosef warning the Jewish people that though your expectations of Geula may be instantaneous, there'll be a double Pakida. There'll be a Pakot and then Pakadati. That's what Zechariah is capturing. Ish tzamach shmo, there'll be a growth. Umitachtav yitzmach, and then there'll be a second growth. So Geula doesn't happen all at once. We're living through the preliminary stage of Geula, but we're still waiting for the full Geula. The Sfas Emes in 1834, a famous Sfas Emes who feels that each one of the Moadim that happened in the Torah has correlatives with Moadim Midrabanan, and that all the Moadim Midrabanan will happen again, says that Purim was a pre-redemptive event. Because the Beis HaMikdash had already been built, but it was halted. Jews had already returned to Israel, but there were problems, and they needed a final thrust to provide the energy to create the final gula. So Purim provided that energy. Once Purim happened, then they all started coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, I think that in the future, there'll be an event similar to Purim, which will provide pre-redemptive thrust for the final gula. So in 1834, this Mosemis forecast 1948. We don't have the full gula, but we have the beginning. And Yosef reminded us that it's a process, pakot pakadati, es samach David avdecha, mehera tatzmiach. So the three parts of this bracha. Number one, the Gemara in Shabbos, ki lishuascha ki vino kol hayom, and according to Nisach Sfardu, mitzapim lishua. Number two, the image of growth, which is one of the simanim of Geula, that the land is now, Baruch Hashem, so fertile and so lush after 1900 years of desiccation. And finally, es tzemach David avdecha, mehira tatzmiach, pakot pakadit. It's not all going to happen at once. Chag Sameach, everyone. Enjoy the Tiulim, enjoy the Mangal, enjoy the Eretz Yisrael, enjoy the weather, great weather today. Hashem's reminding us of our weather in Eretz Yisrael.